It's right good.
You cook know, it with rice. They had a purpose on the wheat, mm-hmm. fix everything. They didn't throw nothing away. Wasn't anything that wasn't no good. You had a certain way that you could fix it and use it.
Mm-hmm.
If some of it went in soap grease, I mean, you know, in your soap grease stuff, the way they made soap, like you were speaking about, you know, with the potash. And some of it was used for that. If it, what you call it, rancid? Is that what you say when it turns yellow and goes to the bad?
That meat's rancid. Mm-hmm. It didn't taste.
But they still got
right.
their soap out of it. They didn't throw it away.
What would you call butter when it goes bad? How do you describe it? Say it's
you would say it's rancid or it's rank or strong or something like that.
Did you ever work cotton?
Yeah.
What all do you do in working cotton?
Lord, after you plant it, the next thing you do is chop cotton, brother, and that's a darn job here. Don't let nobody fool you. That's a job. You see, you'd sow that cotton. Sow it in the drill, you know. Mm-hmm. Then you'd go in there after it got up about that high and chop it out to a stand, you know. It would have been too thick like it was, you know. That was to be sure of getting a good stand of mm-hmm. cotton, you know. And when you're chopping that cotton out, them hills that you left, you got that, if it had any grass or weeds in it, you got that out mm-hmm. at the same time.
What'd you call the grass that grow in the cotton field?
Well, now, we mostly, in the old land, we had crab grass. And that's a multiplying as cussed thing there is. Every time it rains, you can have your field just as clean as can be. And it come a rain, and in 3 days, it's about that high, looks like an oats patch, you know. Mm-hmm. You got to stay ahead of that thing to keep it down. But now, here, this place here, it's weeds, see. There don't a whole lot of grass grow there. Lord, weeds just take over, which is not bad to get rid of.
Mm-hmm. if you had the well or the pump outside, what would you carry the water in?
Water pail or bucket.
Is there bucket and pail, does that mean the same thing?
Practically the same thing, yeah.
But does it make a difference if it's made out of wood or if it's made out of metal?
No, either one. We called it a water pail or a bucket, water bucket.
What about to carry milk in?
Milk pail.
What about the big container you'd have out in the backyard? You used to use it to wash clothes in? Or big
yeah.
thing.
Well, we had wash tubs for washing clothes, but some of the people had their for washing clothes was dug out of a log.
Mm-hmm.
One section on this end and another section on that end, dug out of a big log, you know. And had that for washing clothes. Now, I don't know, we never did use them, but I don't know what they'd have called them.